I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Is hair a material?
Are biscuits a material?
Are crystals a material?
Is plastic a material?
Is porridge a material?
Can gases be a material?
Are eggs a material?
Is water a material?
What do you call everything that isn't a material?
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at your question.
And yet you continue to do so.
Hello, podcast pals. It's Anna here. Just with a brief festive message, really. I'm coming to you from a lovely countryside walk. It's pretty damp underfoot, as you might be able to hear. Low clouds. It was raining a lot earlier today. Gone is the bright sunshine that we enjoyed yesterday. Currently in a tier 4 part of England. What a bloody year, guys. Who would have thought? I'm just popping in. This isn't a proper episode. I'm popping in here to just say, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas if they're celebrating Christmas. If you're not celebrating Christmas, I hope you have a lovely and relaxing, as stress-free as is possible time over the next couple of weeks or so. Obviously, really strange times. I started 2020 feeling pretty good, as I'm sure lots of people did. I was thinking, yeah, my postdoc is coming to an end soon. Maybe I'm just going to try being a full-time freelancer for a bit. That would be fun. Got loads of gigs in the diary. Knew it would be tricky, but I thought, hey, let's just give it a go. Why not? Spring arrives and all of those gigs go out the window. Feels like overnight. Lots of guaranteed income suddenly no longer available. I was thinking, oh, what am I going to do now? So I was job hunting in the first lockdown, which was moderately stressful, but managed to blag my way into a role at Imperial as a sort of in-house science writer in their materials department, taking stuff away from sort of academic research, which was a bloody relief, to be honest with you. Research is really stressful, and I don't know, in recent years I couldn't bring myself to kind of do it, really. So yeah, it's weird at Imperial because I'm working completely remotely. Started in July, still never met anyone, working from my bedroom, which is, yeah, I guess like a lot of people that have been working remotely, relatively lonely, but obviously very thankful and grateful to have any job at all at the moment. So yeah, can't really complain there. But obviously alongside that, you will have heard me, oh my God, it's so muddy here. You will have heard me talk about the book that I've been writing. Finished that, the deadline was end of May. So the first lockdown was like, oh, brilliant. I've got to be writing this book anyway. I'll pretty much be doing exactly the same thing, where I locked down or not locked down. So yeah, that was great because there was no kind of distractions for that, but that's all finished now. Been doing the rounds of edits over the summer and into the autumn, and the proofs have been printed, which is kind of annoying actually, because I made over 500 changes to the proofs, which they then printed the old version, which is what they do, to sort of send round, to start sending round to people. It's all very exciting. The book is called Handmade, A Scientist's Search for Meaning Through Making. And it took ages to write. It's got all my top materials anecdotes. Features quite a few pod pals that you will be familiar with if you're a regular listener to this podcast. And yeah, it's really exciting. It's out on the 13th of May. It's still kind of under wraps, although it's not really a secret. Bloomsbury wanted to sort of wait until, I think, February to really start shouting about it. But I just thought I'd tell my pod friends about it first. Sorry, I'm working up a hill. Is this distracting? Catastrophically unfit. So yeah, that's the book. All very exciting stuff. Who knows whether there's going to be any kind of party or launch come May. But yeah, I'm sort of equally terrified and excited for it to be out there. There's a lot of, as I say, my kind of top anecdotes, a lot of personal stuff in there as well. But I'm really, really chuffed with it, actually. It's all come together despite everything. So that's what I'm looking forward to in 2021. I hope that you have something to look forward to as well over the next few months and in the year ahead. And I suppose just thinking back, you know, the podcast is, it's evolved quite a lot over the last year too. Started doing weekly or very almost weekly episodes, which has been a really fun challenge. But it's been, I don't know, it's been great, because prior to this year, pretty much exclusively, all of the interviews that I did were in person. Obviously, the pandemic has made us switch our ways of working. And so now I'm recording mostly on Zoom, which has its own challenges, obviously, but it's pretty great because I've, you know, chatted to Anissa Ramirez over in America. Michael Rivera came to me from the Netherlands. And I've spoken to people all over the UK, which I probably just wouldn't have thought to have done this time last year. So I guess I'm pretty grateful for that opportunity. And it's been a wonderful challenge to try and put something out every week. Sometimes things get edited together late on a Thursday evening for the usual Friday release slot. But I hope if you're listening to this and you've enjoyed the eps that have been out this year, there are more recorded. I did a bit of a flurry in December, so there's lots more to look forward to there. And I'll continue to do it for, well, as long as anyone's listening. and as long as, well, there will always be amazing, interesting people in craft and materials to talk to, I'm sure. We had our rebrand, of course, the great renaming of the pun title, Real Talk to Handmade, to align with the book. Very strategic thinking, I suppose. And our amazing cover art done by my good friend Dave Shepherd, which I'm continue to be thrilled with. And it makes me smile every time I see it. So as usual, a huge thanks to Dave for that. I think that's all I'm going to say, really. Just, I suppose I'm going to leave you with a huge thanks to you listeners for sticking with the podcast this year. If you're new, then obviously welcome. There's almost 60 episodes now, or maybe over 60, to discover, reaching way back to 2017. Those good old times. But yeah, thank you all so much for listening. It's been a real joy to share this sort of audio space with you all in this year where there's been limited connections. I've loved hearing from people on the social media about, you know, what they're up to while they're listening to the podcast, the things that they've been crafting and making and doing while listening to the pod in the background. So that's just so nice. And I hope, as I said at the start, that wherever you are and whatever you're doing, that you're well and you're safe and you're as happy as is humanly possible at the moment. And I'm just really looking forward to chatting to you more in 2021. and I'm certain that there are better days to come. So I'll leave you there. As always, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.